together in the evening when the moon rises and everything in Vrindavan becomes, in one sense, peaceful. The human beings become more peaceful. The animals are looking for their nests and their places to rest. The cows wander home. They are safe in their bubble. Something else goes on. Krishna visits the great assembly hall of Nanda Maharaj, where all the Vrajavasis are expecting him. There is an entertainment going on. Clowns are bringing the audience to peals of laughter. Musicians are there. Puranic reciters are there who talk about the various Puranic accounts. There are those who praise the lineage of Nanda Maharaj. And there are, believe it or not, acrobats who know how to dance on plates, who balance on sticks and who take sticks and balance plates. But although it's quite an entertainment, all the eyes of the Vrajavasis are only rooted to the place where Krishna and Balaram sit. To look at Krishna and Balaram is the greatest fascination for them. These are the ways of love. And then, after some time, the servant enters and whispers in Nanda Maharaj's ears, "Yashoda, Rani is sending me and asks that Krishna, who is so small, returns back to his sleeping room and sleeps for the night. After all, he was all day out cowherding, and Nanda Maharaj, of course, very much takes notice of Yashoda's request and then sends Krishna and Balaram to their mothers. And Krishna now is in his bedroom. He's surrounded with his friends. There's a very nice episode. The moon shines on Krishna's whitish teeth. They're as white as kunda flowers, a type of jasmine flower, and reflect the light of the moon so that there is a ray of light going through Krishna's sleeping room. You know, a please finish the Mahati. So this is happening in Vrindavan. There are many more things. Now, praise Krishna, supply some kirtan, give our attention, sing, and this will create deep impressions. We can maybe dim the light a little bit. Have you seen the choice of lamps?